Bein the Rabbi Lezer, Bein the Rabbonon, Kivon the Posko Posko. That the Maisa, when you give this get to your wife, for this one day at least the get is a good get. And the pshat from the get is, it cuts you off from your husband. So once you cut off, that's all. Like, the get doesn't have to be around loyal and void. The get takes place for 1 second and it cuts off the kedushin. So the Maisa now, they're not married anymore. It's like you're saying, if they want to get married again, they have to remarry. But by itself, the first kedushin does not come back. So even though you only made a get for one day, very good. But that get helped for the one day. So for the one day, you cut off, she's not your wife anymore, so finished. That kedushin is away. So the Maisa after this, she's not married to you anymore. So therefore, she's mutal yerlam. Even the Paska, once the kedushin fell away for 1 second, it's away. If they want to remarry, let them remarry. But the way it is right now, the get's a good get, and they're not married. That's what going on. Even though he made it tonight, that only for one day, but so what? Once the get takes place for 1 second, that's it. The kedushin does not come back again. Turn around, bottom, not like this. The husband says, "Hareze gitzcha amanasha tinasi lepleni. I'm giving you a get, but on the condition that I want you to get married to Reuven." He says clearly, "You have to get married to somebody, to this person." So, Mister says, "Hareze." The says the price like this: "Hareze loytinasi. You're not supposed to get married." It doesn't say to. We'll soon explain the whole price what it means. "Hareze loytinasi." The this says, but if she does get married, she doesn't have to go out. That's what it says here. So remember, the question, what are we talking about here? Who is she allowed to get married? Who is she not allowed to get married to? Who are we talking about? My comma. So Mar says, Amar Rav Nachman, this is what the price means to say. Ha-rezu loitinose loy. She is not allowed to get married to that one person that the husband made a condition she has to marry. Why? It's a gzeiro. Shema yomru, maybe people will say, nishayem noisnim b'matona. You're allowed to give your wife away for a present, people start saying. In other words, what happened here? So the husband gave his wife a get. That get is a good get. The get itself is really matov loyler for everybody. Because he's making a condition near Almanasa tonight, the get is only going to be good if you get married to this person. So it looks like the man is giving away his wife to this other man. Because she can't get married to anybody else. She can only get married to that man. So it looks like a man is taking his wife and giving it for a present for somebody else. So even though here really it's mutter because he did it through a get, but it looks to people this time he's giving his wife to somebody else. So in the Rabbanim, we do not want her to get married to that man, that people should not say you're allowed to give your wife away for a present. But if she got married to somebody else though, the locher is leitaytzei, we don't tell her to go away from the other person. So the question is, why not? For the Gemara, because the stamna gzeru, like, why do we say she shouldn't go away from the second husband? Because Abi, we don't want her to be married to the first man. But because of that alone, like Lamaisa, she did not marry that man, so the first get is not a good get. She is still married to the first husband, she's an Ashishish. So how could we say if she married a different man, how could that be? So that can't be Pshan the Braisa. Elo the Gemara says like this better. Elo Amarav Nachman Hokikom. This is what the Brisa means to say. Harezu loytinose loy. True. She is not supposed to marry that man that the husband said she should. Because Shema Yomru Nishayim Nesim Matona. People may come to think that you're allowed to give your wife away for a present to somebody else. So we don't want his wife to go straight to somebody else, so she should not marry that man. But V'yenisais loy. But if she doesn't listen and she got married to that man, then the din is loytetse. Because midiraisa, the get's a good get, and she's allowed to marry that man. So if she did marry the man, we'll let her stay there. Timishum gzeru lenafkinan. Stam the gzeru that we don't want her to get married to that man, that's lechatil, the Rabbanan don't want you to get married. But if she did get married already, the Rabbanan did not say teitzei. On an issue, the Rabbanan usually we do not say teitzei, we do not let her go away from that husband. Yeah. Mas oma le rova says, Loi hudu etinose, but it's mashma then to that man that the husband said, I'm giving you a get, I'm an ass on the condition you marry that man she's not supposed to marry. Holy acha tinose, but it's mashma but to somebody else she could get married. So the question is why? How could she get married to somebody else? She has to be mekayim the tanai, as the get is only a good get if she gets married to his Reuven. So she didn't marry Reuven yet, how could we say she's allowed to get married to somebody else? So Mora says, V'chitayim, maybe you'll say, you know what the pshat is? Evshah demintzavah hayoim, good, let her get married to somebody else today. Migmashol amachor, and tomorrow, later on, she'll get a get from him.
or mekayim l'tanoi, and then she'll go get married to that man that the first husband wanted her to. And therefore, the get would be a good get.
In other words, the tanoi is not that she has to marry him this minute. The husband gave her a get, almanas, that you get married to that man. Whenever she gets married to that man, she's mekayim the tanoi, so the get is good l'mafreya. So even though in between she got married to somebody else, as long as later on in life she gets married to that man, the first get is good. And if so, you want to tell me, Yolahachta pligus leid Reb Yuda, come out muslay. And you want to say, this will come out good according to the man Diyama, who sons Reb Nachman, that argues on Reb Yehuda. The Yitin, like we learned like this. If a person says, koinem einai bishinai, and makes an issa neder that he's not allowed to sleep. He's answering his eyes cannot fall asleep, hayoim today. In isha l'mochar, on a condition that he sleeps tomorrow. Because if he doesn't sleep tomorrow, then he's allowed to sleep today. But if he's going to sleep tomorrow, then today there's an issa neder, he's not allowed to sleep today. So what's the halacha? Omar Rav Yehuda says, Al yishan hayom. This person should not go to sleep today. Why? Shema yishan l'mocha. We have to be afraid maybe he will fall asleep tomorrow. And if he falls asleep tomorrow, there was an issa neder not to sleep today. So in our suffrak life, we don't let him sleep today. For Rav Nachman amano, Rav Nachman says, you know what? Yishan hayom. Let him go to sleep today. We're not afraid maybe he'll go to sleep tomorrow. In other words, if he wants to sleep today, Amanas that he won't sleep tomorrow, let him do it. So, you want to say the same thing here also. Let her get married to somebody else. What are we afraid about? The first get was not a good get? No. Later on in life, she'll get married to that man. So, Mora says, no. What does one have to do with the other? It's up to him to sleep or not. If he wants to, he'll put needles inside him, and he makes it, he can't fall asleep tomorrow. So therefore, Rav Nachman says, let him sleep today. Because if he sleeps today, for sure he'll keep himself up tomorrow. It's up to him, like to keep himself in the matzah, that he won't be able to sleep tomorrow. He could do it. Therefore, we're not afraid. But hoch over here by this wife, is it up to her to get a get? In other words, the husband has to give her a get. So here we should be afraid, we should not let her marry somebody else. Because if she marries somebody else, maybe that husband will never give her a get. So she'll never be able to marry the first husband that that she was supposed to. So if so here, we should say, she didn't get married to that man, we should not let her get married to anybody else. So Mora says true. Elam Rav Rabba says like this, this is the Pshat in the Braisa. Harezu loy tinose loy loy liyachar. That this wife now was stuck. She cannot get married to anybody. When the husband gave her a get, almanas, on a condition that she has to get married to this person. In such a case, she's stuck, she can't get married. Why? Loy to that person, loy tinose, we don't want her to get married to. Because Shema yoymun ushusayim neisim amatana. With the Rabbanim, we're afraid maybe people say, you've got to give your wife away for a present, so we don't want her to marry that man. And liacha to another man, loy tenosi, she should not get married either. The boy cumulates noi, because we have to have a kima tanai. And therefore, if she gets married to somebody else, we're afraid she'll never be mekayim the tanai. But, the yenisais loy, if she gets married to that man, then the locha is loy taitse. Then we do not make her go out. Timishum gzeru lamafkinon, liach lamafkinon. Because of the gzeru, we don't make her go away from that man. But liacha teitzei. But if she would get married to somebody else, then we would tell her to be teitzei. To boil the kuma l'tanoi, because she has to be mekayim the tanai. So we have to be afraid if we get married to somebody else, maybe she'll never get married to that husband she's supposed to, and the get was never a good get, so it's be issa. Therefore here we tell her teitzei, get a get from the second man, in order that you'll be able to marry the man you were supposed to. Tanya kavos the rabbi. We don't like to like rabbi also, that is the pshan the braisa. L'chumra. That harezu loy tinose loy loy v'loy liachar. This wife now, she's not allowed to get married to nobody. She can't get married to that man the husband wanted her to, and she can't get married to somebody else. V'yenisnes loy, though she doesn't listen and she gets married to that man, then the din is loy taitse. Since there was only an issim with the rabbanon and only a gzera, that people will say you can give your wife away for a present. So because of the gzera, the rabbanon say don't get married to her. But if she already got married to her, that's the locha, we would not say taitse. And if she got married to somebody else, to somebody else, then we would say Teitze. Because we're afraid maybe she won't be able to Mekayim the Tanai anymore, and then it's the Yisr. So therefore, for somebody else, we say Teitze.
Do you hold that way?
Yeah.
If there is a get like?
You hold that, right. If you give such a get like this, she's stuck, she can't remarry. Talk about bottom, we'll go like this. The man says to his wife, Hareze Gitcho Al Menashe Talin Rekia. I'm giving you a get on a condition that you walk up to the sky. Or else, Al Menashe Tedi Latoim. Al Menashe, you go down to the underground, to the middle of the earth. Al Menashe Tavoli Kona Shadal Damas. Al Menashe, that you swallow a reed that's 4 amas long. Or else, Al Menashe Tavili Kona Ben Kufama. Al Menashe, that you bring me a reed that's 100 amas long. Kids, all these things are not possible to do. Or else, Al Menashe Tavri Asayama Godabrag Lecha. Al Menashe, that you walk across the Pacific Ocean with your feet. The Locher is ain't a get. Tanakama says the get is no good. He only gave it to her on a condition on a Tanai that she does these things, and since we know she can't do these things, therefore the get is no good. Rabbi Yehuda ben Taimer Oimer Kizeh get. No, a case like this is a good get. And Klalom Rabbi Yehuda ben Taimer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Taimer said a klal like this. The kol Tanai she'ef shalom lekaim b'soifoi, any type of a condition the husband makes, that it's not possible for her to do, this no love mitchlos, and he made this condition at the beginning by the get, ain't no elokim afligi b'dvorim. The kosher, it's only stam talk, it's only talking, the husband saying, we say for sure he didn't mean that for a condition, he only meant to be mitzvah to give a pain, and therefore the get is kosher. We do not consider that tonight, that tonight is like bottom, and therefore the get is a good get. That's what you'd have been saying this word. So if anything that's not possible for her to do, we say the husband never meant it tonight, he only meant it to give her problems, to be mitzvah, and therefore the maisa, she could remarry with that get. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, Halach Rav Yudu B'mtayim. We take a pasuk like this. And Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Mas Nisan Namedek, I'll bring a proof from our Mishnah like this also. Tiktoni, it says, the Mishnah, not now Mishnah, but Mitzvah, it says, Kol Shef Shalor Lekayimah B'soifoy, any type of a Tanai that's possible to do at the end. Vishnola Mechilosoy Tanai Kayim. And he made it Tanai at the beginning, that Tanai is called the good Tanai. But Baha Yef Shal Tanai Bottom. But if it's such a condition, like we just had before, to walk across the ocean, it's not possible. There we said that Tanai is bottle. The Tanai means nothing. It's only called if legal, like it's done talking, just to give her pain, but it doesn't really mean it to be a condition. Shema means that's a proof. Mara says, what's going to be like this, though? Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be if the husband says, Hareza gitcho, al menashe toichle bosna chazir mau. I'm making a condition that you have to eat pig. What's going to be the locker here? Here's a condition that's possible for her to do. It's possible to eat chazir, even though she's not allowed to, but it's possible to be done. It's not like the other cases where he says, I'm not that you walk up to the sky. Here it's not possible. Here it is possible. So what do we say about this? So Gemara says, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, hihi. Abaye holds the same halacha. Since because of an issa, she is not allowed to eat chazir, that's considered something that she cannot do, and the Tanai is bottled, the get is good. But Rav Amarava says, no, Efshe the Yochle Velaki Velakia. It's possible for Tit Chazir. I should get Malkus if she eats it, so what? But Lamaisa, it's possible for her to do it, therefore the Tanai is called a good Tanai. So Mar explains now, Liyabai, according to Abaye, Klala Suyabosa Chazir. The after we say Klal, any type of a Tanai that you cannot do, means even a Tanai of eating pig. And Lerovat, it says, no, the Tanai is good, Kizeh Lemute Bosa Chazir. That we say kizeh, the get is good, means even a case like this, by Bosa Chazir, the Tanai is called a good Tanai. Next, we have a kasha like this. It says, Harei ze gitcha menashe tabali leploini. The husband gives his wife a get, amanas, that she has beer with this man. So locher is nekaima, Tanai raise a get. Right, there's no isser involved in the midiraisa over there. So the man is not an heir of it to her. So good, afterwards he gave her the get, I'm not, she lives with that man. It's possible to do, therefore the Tanai is called the good Tanai. And therefore she lives with the man, the get is good. For Yamlava and the get, if she doesn't live with him, the get is no good. What about the condition was, Amanash loy tavoli liyavol avicha, Amanash that she does not live with her father, with his father, then also the get is good. And Cheshishin Shem and Ivlulahim, we're not afraid that maybe she will live with him, and therefore the get is a good get. But the ilu almanashe tabali liyabali avich lekatoni. For it does not say the case when the husband made a condition almanash that she's going to live with his father, with her father. The question is, why doesn't it say such a case? According to Abaye, it's very good, because that condition means nothing. Since it's something that's also to do, it's an Isser, so an Isser is like she can't do it, so the Tanai is butler, is good where we don't talk about it. But Lerov Akasha, but to Rav, it says no, since it could be done. Just that it's also to do, but since it could be done, Tanai is called a good Tanai, so why don't we talk about these Tanoim? So Mara says, Amalak Rav, Rav will answer back like this. No, it's a difference. That Dishlai Mabosa Chazir, when the husband made a condition that she should eat Chazir, they are saying the condition means something. Because Evshla the Ochla Balakya, there it's possible for her to eat it and to get Malkus. Good she'll get Malkus. But it's possible to eat, it's up to her, she could do it. Plainly, Nami Evshla the Meshafta, Limamina, that day the husband made a condition she has to live with that man, it's also possible to do. She'll pay the man money and she'll live with him. But that the condition is she should live with her father. Or with his father, is it up to her? Maybe she would do this Isura, but with the father, with the Shreya, live with her, they have nothing to gain. So she can't get them to do it. So therefore, here's considered like it can't be done. Here, Rava would agree, this Tanai is like it can't be done, the Tanai is bottle. So Mara says, if so, now you have another Kiddush. Klala liasuya larova klal liasuya yavicha. What's the klal of a tanai that can't be done, that the tanai is bottom, even in the case of her father or his father? If he made a condition that he should live with his father, with her father, then the tanai is bottom. Kize, when do we say the get is good? Lamute basachazir. By basachazir, there the get is, there the tanai is called a good tanai. Since it's possible for to do it, there the tanai is good. La baye, but according to